You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
I think we all know that it is true that there are not enough blind or partially sighted people in senior leadership roles within the sight loss sector. Well, now here on RNIB Connect Radio, we're going to hear all about New Horizons, a pioneering leadership program empowering blind and partially sighted leaders with the skills and confidence to accelerate their careers and create a more diverse and inclusive leadership landscape too. The New Horizons program is led by RNIB, Guide Dogs and Thomas Pocklington Trust in collaboration with Holt Ashridge Executive Education, a provider of leadership and organisational development solutions. Joining me now are two visually impaired people who have just started out on the New Horizons programme, Sarah Brandt, Executive Assistant to the Chief Executive at Henshaw's, and Alex Henderson, Education Information Manager at Thomas Pocklington Trust. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Sarah and Alex.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's great to be here.
Would you both briefly tell me a bit about your career so far and how you have made it to the levels and positions that you now have within the sight loss organisations that you are currently working for? And Sarah, could I come to you first?
Yes, well, I studied journalism and worked as a journalist and then in sales and marketing for a number of years. I was diagnosed as having RP just over 20 years ago. And when it started to affect my sight that I had to stop driving, unfortunately, I had to change my job role. In those days, there wasn't anything like reasonable adjustments for visually impaired people within the workplace. So if I couldn't drive, I couldn't do the job anymore. So I had to start looking at other options and moved into much kind of lower roles, doing administration and things like that, which I did for a long time. And things only really changed a few years ago when I got my guide dog and I got a little bit more confidence and I applied for the job at Henshaw's, and it was a much more senior role than I was doing. And it changed my life. It changed my life having the dog. It changed my life working within the sector with people that understood my visual impairment and supported me and helped me to grow in the role that I'm in now. So at the moment, I work within the leadership team, leading strategy, working with the board and the executive leadership team at Henshaw's. And it's a job that I love and a job that I feel very proud of being part of the solution in helping visually impaired people to live a full, empowered life.
And for you, Alex.
Yes. So I was born with my sight condition. I've got cone dystrophy. So I went through sort of mainstream schools and everything. So my first proper job was really as part of my university degree. So I did a placement year working for the Metropolitan Police, which was brilliant. I really enjoyed it. But then after graduating, I became a web developer. So I studied computer science at university. But then to be honest with you, I really began to drift for quite a few years. I was a freelance web developer, but to be entirely truthful, like I was really struggling to figure out where I fit in and what my purpose was. And I was really struggling. I think as my sight had got worse, I found myself sort of isolating myself really, and very much I had the attitude that if I couldn't do things without, you know, people knowing that I wasn't different to them, I kind of opted out of doing them. And that just kind of meant I really sort of started to cut myself off. I, you know, got into a bit of a negative spiral. I think just in terms of my mindset, I was really feeling like my life wasn't panning out the way I really wanted it to, and I really blamed my vision impairment for that. But then, you know, I don't know, out of the blue one day I had a bit of a light bulb moment where it just kind of struck me that I was sort of getting in my own way, and really that my biggest problem wasn't my vision impairment. It was actually that I thought it was the biggest problem that I had. And after that, I really made a bit of an effort to take responsibility so that I could try and change my life. I, you know, adopted a more positive mindset, challenged myself more, and that really opened up a lot of doors for me. I started saying yes to as many opportunities as I could. One of those was I joined the TPT Works For Me program, which is an employment program. And that really helped to give me a bit more of a focus on trying to get my career on track and get back out there and sort of build confidence. And one of the things that happened there was as part of that program, I got job alerts, and a job alert came in for an internship role at TPT working in the communications team. And I just sort of remember at the time when I read the email, it just really struck me that this felt like I was like a surfer waiting for the right wave to come in. And this was the wave that I was waiting for. So I went for it. I got the job. I then applied for a job in our education team. I got that role. And then I've just been sort of, you know, progressing and just trying to learn and soak up as much as I could. And now I kind of find myself in the role that I'm in now, which I manage a small team and I oversee, you know, stuff to do with our web content and our technology. And it's just a job that I've really enjoyed and I really love. I now feel like I am making a difference when I go back to that time when I was, you know, kind of drifting around trying to figure out what I wanted to do. You know, it feels like I'm making a difference now.
And I suppose for both of you, what barriers might you have faced, if any, sort of on progressing your careers to that sort of chief executive or senior leadership level, if you have thought of going that far and within the organisations that you're working for?
I think for me, a lot of the barriers might have been self-imposed barriers, thinking that now that I can't see very much, I can't perform the job anymore. And also lack of knowledge. I didn't know what was out there. I didn't know how I could continue to do the job that I was doing. And I didn't have any positive role models as a blind and visually impaired person that worked in senior roles within the sector. So I didn't know anyone that was blind and was a CEO or was a senior manager. And I think that that just made me realize at that time that, oh, well, you know, blind people don't progress into more senior roles. You can only do certain jobs. So I do think a lot of the barriers were self-imposed barriers.
Yeah, it's really interesting you say that, Sarah, because very much the same for me. I feel like in terms of my career and the organizations that I've worked in, I wouldn't expect to be in kind of a really senior position at this point in my career anyway. But I think in terms of barriers, I think definitely I sort of see it that a lot of the barriers, certainly from in my experience anyway, are kind of ones that I've put there and things that I've kind of thought that I wouldn't be able to do certain roles and step into those roles. But I think one of the amazing things already is just only being on the program for such a short time, you know, the New Horizons program, I'm already feeling much more confident that I could step into those roles. So I think it's really important to, you know, keep in mind about sometimes we put barriers up in front of ourselves. I haven't faced an awful lot of significant barriers, not yet. But yeah, like I said, probably just because of, you know, working freelance and working in the organization that I have and kind of the stage I'm at in my career, probably wouldn't expect to have encountered too many of those yet.
And what made you both apply for the New Horizons program? Was it a thing that, you know, it was a good opportunity and a good way of helping you both to progress your careers?
Yes, my CEO actually forwarded me the information and said that she thought it would be something that would be, you know, really beneficial to me if I'd be interested in looking at taking part in the course. And when I read it, it just struck me that it was a, you know, a program for blind and visually impaired people, and it was created by blind and visually impaired people. And it was just quite exciting that I'd never heard of anything like this before. And it just was so encouraging to think that, you know, it changes your whole mindset. It opens up your future and you think, wow, I could progress into a more senior role and I could speak to people who are in the same position as me. And that has been very exciting to speak to the other participants on the course. And we're all in the same boat and we all have the same aspirations and have faced a lot of the same challenges. And I think that is, you know, what made me apply was the possibility of future growth and the opportunity to interact and meet with peers and people within the sector that are facing the same challenges and support each other through those.
I think going back to that whole surfing thing again, this just felt like another wave that came along. It just felt like a really exciting opportunity to, you know, challenge myself, learn some new skills, you know, get outside my comfort zone and just, you know, help to build my confidence. And also just like Sarah was saying, to have that network of peers. We had our first residential a couple of weeks ago and it already feels really nice to have that network of peers who are all in the same boat, have had similar experiences, who we can, you know, we can support each other and get support from each other. But I think as well, just it felt like a great opportunity to sort of contribute to making a difference. You know, like you said at the beginning, you know, that there aren't enough blind and partially sighted people in leadership positions. And if we can be part of that change, that felt like a really exciting opportunity for me.
I suppose the New Horizons program has only just sort of got underway. And as you've mentioned, we've experienced some fantastic things so far. But what might you both be looking forward as the program continues? And, you know, what would you both like to gain from the program aspects? Probably a chief executive or senior leadership role or something like that. But I mean, you know, what would you both like to gain from the program?
Yeah, I mean, on a practical side, it's great to interact with other people and to get some practical ideas of how to work moving forward, you know, how people manage the day-to-day business, how they overcome challenges that might be holding them back. So the thing I was most looking forward to and that I'm enjoying a lot is the interaction with the other participants. And of course, I'm sure that everyone is the same, that we're all hoping to move into more senior roles and to make more of a difference within the sector. So whether that's as a CEO, whether it's more operational, I would definitely like to be part of the solution in encouraging and empowering blind and visually impaired people to move forward in their careers.
Yeah, I think I'd love to gain, you know, those skills to make me a better leader, and give me those skills to get the best out of other people, which is a, you know, really important part of leadership and bringing about change. I think, you know, learning how to create more positive change, to create a vision, to help to bring people with you on that journey is another thing that I really want to gain. But, you know, like Sarah said, I think, the ultimate thing is here that we're trying to build towards, you know, getting more senior positions. So I think what I really want to gain as well is, you know, just those skills, that experience, that confidence that's going to help me to, you know, progress into those more senior roles. In terms of like things looking forward to as well, I think, yeah, just that excitement about all the things we're going to learn. It already feels like we've learned so much just in this sort of short space of time, and sort of knowing that we've got all the way till February still. It's just really exciting to sort of look ahead to, you know, challenging ourselves even more. You know, we've already been challenged so far on the residential. We've already got outside of our comfort zones. So I think you always grow whenever you get outside your comfort zone. So I'm just excited about doing more of that.
And what would be the benefits to the sight loss sector if you and other visually impaired people made it to those chief executive or senior leadership roles?
I think, like I mentioned, a big thing that held me back was the fact that I didn't have any positive role models of blind and visually impaired people in senior roles. And I think that is a massive benefit to those coming through the ranks for more junior people, people starting out working as blind and visually impaired people, to see more senior people that are blind and visually impaired in those roles should inspire them and encourage them to, you know, aim high. And I think as well, you know, having people with lived experience working within the sector just changes the whole mindset of the companies and how we do things, how we address people, how we encourage people, and how we work as a company. And there isn't enough visually impaired people in senior roles within the sector. And I think that'll make a massive difference to how businesses are run within the sector.
Yeah, I think lived experience is such an important element in terms of how, you know, organizations in our sector operate. The more people you have in sort of more senior positions that have that lived experience, I think that can be, you know, a really positive thing to, in terms of how, you know, like Sarah was saying, how, you know, these organizations operate, how we treat people, and sort of the considerations that we put into decisions that we make. But I think as well, also like Sarah said, role models is such an important thing. You know, in education, when we're working with, you know, young blind and partially sighted students, role models is so important. You know, if you can see other people doing things, it makes it feel like it's doable for you as well. Just something I was thinking about, you know, the whole thing with Roger Bannister, you know, when he broke the 4-minute mile. Previous to that, it sort of seemed like it's one of those things that was almost impossible to do. And then within the calendar year that he broke that record, 24 other people broke it. And it's just that idea of when you show something's doable, it suddenly opens it up for loads more other people. So the more role models we have, you know, in those senior positions, it will kind of just keep that cycle moving and, you know, inspire other people to feel like they can do it as well.
Well, we'll be catching up with Sarah and Alex in a few months' time to see how the New Horizons programme has been going. And if you are looking for information and advice around employment as a blind or partially sighted person, do visit the employment pages of the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. Or you can give the RNIB helpline a call on 0303 123 9999. Well, thank you very much indeed, Sarah and Alex, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the New Horizons programme. And we look forward to chatting with you again in a few months' time.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to it. It was a pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.